Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Abuse survivor groups in both the U.S. and the U.K. are raising questions about the Vatican's decision to include Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley in its review of clergy sex abuse in Ireland. Cardinal O'Malley has been appointed to investigate claims of abuse against the Archdiocese of Dublin. WBUR's Deborah Becker has the latest.
Many church observers say the Vatican made the right choice in selecting Cardinal O'Malley as what's known as an apostolic visitor to review clergy abuse in Ireland. O'Malley is one of nine such visitors, and his main responsibility will be to scrutinize Ireland's largest and most secular archdiocese, Dublin. Boston College theology professor Thomas Groom says that's akin to putting the Irish Church into receivership, and the visitors will advise the Irish Church about how to improve. He says Cardinal O'Malley is the right person for that.
He goes into Dublin with a lot of credibility and with a good track record. I think he will have a pastoral outreach to the victims. I think he will see to it that the Dublin Church is doing things above board and in ways that are publicly accountable. In fairness to him, that's been his record here in Boston. If the church is going to send in, invest in apostolic visitors, as they call them, then I don't think they could have picked a better person than Cardinal Sean O'Malley.
O'Malley has had to take over churches after trouble before. In 1992, he was named the Bishop of Fall River after a clergy abuse scandal. He also became bishop under similar circumstances in Palm Beach in 2002. And in 2003, he replaced Boston Cardinal Bernard Law, who resigned over the cover-up of Boston's clergy abuse scandal.
Arguably, he's the guy from an internal perspective. But is that really what the Catholic Church needs in dealing with this huge crisis in what used to be the most Catholic country in the world?
Terry McKiernan is president of the group bishopaccountability.org, which tracks clergy abuse cases. He says O'Malley has not helped repair some of the divisions in the church after scandals hit.
The fact is that O'Malley, everywhere he's gone, has really been a fixer. He's taken a bad situation for the Catholic Church and glossed it over. He's been a silencer, really, rather than a healer.
And Ireland has been reeling for the past year after two government reports detailed hundreds of cases and allegations of church abuse. Five Irish bishops have resigned, and the Pope has been promising action. And many abuse victims in Ireland want a more independent response from the Vatican, according to Henry MacDonald, the Ireland correspondent for The Guardian newspaper.
They want a secular, non-church person leading each of these investigations into various allegations of abuse across Ireland throughout all the dioceses of Ireland. The fear is that this will be an internal housekeeping job by the Vatican.
But the Vatican will be looking at more than abuse. Consider this statistic. 20 years ago, 94% of Irish Catholics said they went to church every Sunday. Now, that number is below 40%. Paddy Agnew, Rome correspondent for the Irish Times, says Cardinal O'Malley's job will likely include helping Irish officials close churches and reach out to disaffected Catholics.
The whole focus of this thing is basically to promote a sense of renewal and revival in the Irish Church. The visitors will be seen in that light too. They won't be just seen as inspectors coming from HQ to do a root and branch investigation which will wrap people over the knuckles. It would be hoped that they'll have all sorts of useful ideas to offer the Irish religious.
And BC Professor Groom says O'Malley may also take some ideas from the Irish Church, maybe even consider releasing the names of all accused priests.
There's a lot of similarity in what the Irish bishops have done already and what the American bishops have done as well. So I think they can learn from each other.
O'Malley's work in Ireland begins this fall and is expected to take about a year to complete. The Boston Archdiocese says the cardinal's responsibilities here will not change. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.